Is this a shop?
The man's voice is hard to read. Yes, albeit a pretty new one. I opened a couple of weeks ago. It's then I notice he doesn't look impressed or pleased by this information. In fact, he looks horrified.
You're running a shop from your home?
I'm acutely aware that not only is my mother listening to this train wreck of a conversation, but Ronan and Vivian have now appeared in the kitchen door. Poppy toddles across the room to me, clutching her stuffed pony. Reaching me, she wraps her arms around my knees and watches the newcomer with round eyes. Yes? I fiddle nervously with a lock of Poppy's hair. On cue, Go-Go bounds into the room. I swear my heart stops. I've been pretty good at keeping Go-Go out of my shop and contained to the kitchen, mostly because of poor Mrs. Woodhouse, but also because she's an animal and this is a shop. But apparently, Go-Go has recognized this as her opportunity to be involved. As I reach for her, she makes a flying leap onto my honey display. With a crash, two jars of honey fall. Oh no. Oh, please no.
Is that a goat?
The man has gone completely white. I... The words aren't coming out. Go-Go just smashed two jars worth of honey and is prancing around my shop of mostly edible things like a demented ballerina. This violates at least three different health codes. Ronan steps forward and quickly gathers Go-Go in his arms. She makes a deep-throated sound that draws everyone's eyes to her. This could not be going worse.
Go-Go!
Poppy shrieks, lurching forward to grab at her beloved pet. She trips over a wrinkle in the rug that Go-Go managed to make as she was galloping around the room. It all happens in slow motion. Poppy falling forward, Go-Go jerking out of Ronan's arms, Vivian reaching for Poppy at the same time as I do, and the old man gaping at us. A crash sounds at the same time I manage to catch Poppy's head before she hits the tiled floor. It's an awkward hold, my hands half cradling her face while I try to grab her body as well. Straightening, I knock heads with Vivian, and both of us hiss in suppressed pain. A strong hand helps me up, Poppy in my arms, and I give Ronan a quick, thankful smile. Then I survey the damage. My daughter is fine. She's wide-eyed but grinning as she takes in the mess before her. Because it is a horrible mess. In her attempt to break free of Ronan, Go-Go has jumped back onto the honey table. I'm not sure if it was the slippery edge of the table coupled with her hooves, or just plain bad aim, but my 10-pound baby goat has knocked all the other honey jars to the floor. Every single one. I want to cry. All that work. All that time spinning the honey out of the frames and painstakingly collecting it into jars. All that time hand-making labels. It's all gone. A clearing throat makes me turn. The old man is glaring at me, his left eye twitching ever so slightly.
Do you have the proper business registration for this establishment?
His icy words bounce around my mind, but I don't grasp what he's saying. Then I remember the online form I filled out back when I realized I could pull this off. Yes, I do. The man holds out a hand.
May I see it? Why?
It's Ronan who steps forward. It almost looks like he's squaring off with the smaller man. With narrowed eyes, the man says,
I'm Harold Smith. I used to be a health inspector until I retired last year. It's my business to see if this is a legal establishment.
I wish he'd stop calling this an establishment. What's wrong with the word shop?
If you're retired, I don't reckon it is your business.
Ronan folds his arms firmly across his chest and stares down Harold Smith. Ronan, I place a hand on his arm. I can get the form.
You don't have to cave to this man's bullying, Cordy.
Ronan turns to me, and I can see the concern and protectiveness in his eyes.
Bully?
Harold Smith splutters. Ronan spins on him, but Vivian steps in.
I'm sorry, Mr. Smith, but this is actually a birthday party, so if you'd like to come back and further discuss this, please do so on Monday.